Peter, can you summarize your take on this issue that Steve was talking about, which is the question of chemotherapy and ER-positive patients? Is TAC more effective than dose-dense ACT? To me, TAC is compared to a non-taxane regimen. Dose-dense was compared to non-dose-dense, but a taxane, taxane versus taxane. Do you think it's legitimate to look at all this and say maybe patients with ER-positive tumors would be better off with TAC?
I think that we're making a lot of suppositions on the basis of single trials. And when you look overall, you don't see a pattern that one agent is specifically better in ER-positive versus ER-negative patients. The overview analysis, which has just been completed, actually, and won't be published, of course, for a while, although some of it will be presented, as I understand it, in San Antonio this year, basically showed that the addition of either an anthracycline or a taxane to a previous regimen conferred equal benefit in both ER-positive and ER-negative patients. So that would argue against the idea of specifically selecting to go to more aggressive therapy in ER-negative patients and not to do so in ER-positive patients.
You're talking about the meeting in Oxford that just happened a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
What did Peto, did he comment on this issue in terms of why, like, this TAC study showed it? Did he think it was a subset or, you know, random chance thing?
It was not specifically commented on, but of course that's the concern. The concern is that we're all looking into the tea leaves hoping to see something, and when you're doing that, you're going to come up with spurious correlations. I think that the paper in JAMA, which is the CLGB experience, was the most compelling because in the last three node-positive trials, this effect was seen. But as you pointed out, in so many of the other trials, this was not seen. So when you take it unselected just across the board, so whether or not in individual therapies this is true, it's going to be hard to establish. I think the results of NSABP-B38 will be really very important in this regard because there we'll get a prospective comparison of TAC and dose-dense therapy. And if reading the tea leaves is right, maybe TAC will be better in the ER-positive patients and dose-dense therapy will be better in the ER-negative patients. But that's something to be answered by that trial, for which at this time we are just supposition.
Actually, much more skeptical about that. I think the problem with the ER thing is it's a false dichotomy. That is, if you do a 2x2 analysis and you throw in HER2 and ER, for instance, as Dan Hayes did at the CLGB update in ASCO, it's hard to see any benefit for adding taxanes to the ER-positive group when you do that. And none of the other studies have done the 2x2 work carefully. The second is that ER is a continuous variable. There is very, very little up to very, very high. And if you look at a lot of retrospective work from the IBCSG, the benefits of chemotherapy are minor in the very high estrogen receptor expressing tumors and quite pronounced if there's low. So we're trying to, because we have to, for an overview analysis, say, oh, yes, it's ER positive or no, it's not. But it's very hard to do that. And if you look at things like an oncotype assay, if you look at quantitative ER and response to neoadjuvant therapy, all these things suggest that there is a much more proportionality than you would expect. And my worry about B38 is that it's going to be every bit as boring as 1199. 1199, that Joe Sperano ran for the ECOG, was the fastest accrual trial in the history of the intergroup. We put 5,000 patients on because everybody wanted to give AC followed by a taxane, weekly taxol or weekly taxotere, and it accrued gangbusters. And 5 years later, it's the big yawn because you realize it totally missed the point. The point being that for the question where you really want to know, it's underpowered because there are relatively few events because most patients have ER-positive disease and they're doing fine. The reason why they showed the data prematurely is everybody was said it's already 5 years out. There's no difference whatsoever between these curves. The benefits of chemotherapy, if you're going to see them, you see in the first 3 to 5 years. You don't see chemotherapy benefits emerge suddenly 8 years down the road. And so it's a total wash. And the worry about the B38 is it's going to be for the vast majority of patients who have reasonably strong ER-positive, HER2-negative breast cancer, it doesn't matter which chemotherapy you give. And then we're going to be parsing subsets. Okay, in the 28% of patients who had ER-negative disease, was TAC better than dose-dense AC Taxol?
Although it does have the experimental arm of dose-dense ACT Gem, so maybe that'll be interesting.